This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The Colorado Senate has passed legislation to send two ballot measures to Colorado voters this November to bolster funding for free school meals. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine.
In 2022, voters approved the Healthy School Meals for All program. Advocates call it a success, reducing stigma around free breakfast and lunch at school. The program was funded by limiting income tax reductions for taxpayers making $300,000 or more, but it hasn't raised enough money to fully fund the program. The ballot measures center on whether to continue funding the program as is, increase funding, or scale it back. The bill now goes to the House for consideration of amendments. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
Meanwhile, in Washington, a new bipartisan group is focusing on public lands in Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Republicans and Democrats are joining forces in a new public lands caucus. They'll discuss issues like resource management and other proposals that could become bills. Members are already backing a bill to prevent the transfer of public lands to private entities. That's as Republicans try to sell 11,000 acres of public lands in Nevada and Utah through an amendment in their budget reconciliation package. Montana Republican Representative Ryan Zinke co-chairs the new caucus.
This is not a partisan issue. This is an American issue. And I think it's important this caucus talks about the issues that are hard.
Currently, Democratic Representative Joe Neguse is the only Coloradan in the caucus. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The storm hovering over the Front Range dissipates this evening. Tomorrow, more comfortable with highs near 70. This is CPR News.